The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live bringing you some very interesting information today. Glad that you're with us. It's going to be a pleasant day. Make sure you get outside and go for a walk. But if you do during the program, take your headset with you because you don't want to miss anything that we're going to be talking about. You know, it's important that we continue to tweak, particularly in the environment that we're in today, and giving you data that you can use and apply and understand the ramifications, if you will, some of the things that we have to do to, you know, actually live in the world that we're in. I just came back last night from a three-day program in regenerative medicine out in Las Vegas, of all places. And no, I didn't go to the casinos to play. I went to learn. And we had, there was a group of about 25 doctors from around the country that are very heavily involved in that world. But one of the topics that came up, we were talking about liver function, liver metabolism, and, you know, the liver will regenerate itself. You can destroy 80% of the liver, and we know genetically that will continue to replicate, and under the right circumstances, it will go back. So why am I going to talk about the liver today? Because that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the liver. And the liver is an extremely, probably one of the most, if not the most important life-sustaining organs that we have in the body. Why? Because it's so involved in many different functions, actually over 500 different functions to be able to maintain your life and how you feel and how other systems work intimately and integratively. So we're going to get into that a little bit and connect the pieces, because in our practice at the Results Center, we see a lot of different metabolic conditions, a lot of neurological conditions, patients coming in with, you know, everything from headaches to cancer, and we try to support them as best we possibly can. And one of the fundamentals that you have to look at is liver function. If the liver's not working the way it's supposed to, then there's not a whole lot that anybody's going to be able to do to feel better again. And we all want to feel good, right? We all want to get to the place where, you know, we're at the top of our game. We're doing everything that we possibly can to optimize our capacity to do. And doing is the best thing that, you know, that's what our life's about. Let me put it that way. You know, if we had nothing to do, to complete, to move towards, then, you know, why are we here to begin with? To take up space in the air? Well, you know, that's not the greatest thing that we, I don't think any of us would want to be involved in. But in the meantime, we're going to make that happen for you. We're going to get you the energy. We're going to show you how to make that take place. And obviously, if we can help you in any way, just give us a call at 703-698-7117. That's the number at the Results Center for Healing. One of our very top level people will get on the phone with you and answer your questions. Simply, you can go to email as well. You can go to rozellecare.com and do it that way. Send us a note. We'll get back to you that way. And by the way, those of you who are on social media, go to my Facebook page. And there's always information there on subjects like this and many other things that are happening in our life. But let's talk about, you know, liver and how it works, you know, that organ system that sits probably, if you take your fingers and you touch the bottom of your breastbone and you go slightly to the right and you put your hand, your whole hand over underneath that area, that's where your liver lives. And it's this big organ, and it's big simply because of the fact that it does so many things. And we said the liver performs over 500 life functioning and sustaining processes, and including neutralizing and getting rid of toxins. And, you know, in the world that you're in right now, you're being bombarded with toxins. Everything from, you know, the things that they spray on food, the things that are in our water supplies, electromagnetic fields that cause body changes, and your body has to filter that. Everything that you put in your mouth has to go through the liver at one point or another. We know that, you know, alcoholics and people who do drugs have greater problems with liver diseases. And, you know, they end up dying many times because of that. We have a world that we have hepatitis. We have a world that we have herpetic infections. And so if all these things can go to that liver to be metabolized, to be able to break down. So the liver is this organ that if we don't have it, if we took it out, if we no longer had capacity, you're going to die. I mean, let's put it straight up and simple. But we're going to talk about how that reacts to the neutralization of things and how those things cause you problems. You know, there's a tremendous number of human studies at this point on a lot of different herbs and a lot of different products. And, you know, everybody comes in and said, I want to do a liver detoxification. But let's start with basics. Let's start with the liver's ability to function normally. And to do that, we've got to get into basically something called metabolic syndrome and fatty liver disease. If you want to talk about this, if you have questions on it, how to take the next steps, just give me a call today. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Take your calls and, you know, we'll see what we can do to put a light on the subject for you. Metabolic disease, it's pervasive within our country. Way too many Americans are destroying their livers. And, you know, when you see somebody that's overweight, you know, they're usually ingesting way too many sugars and starches and the wrong types of fats. And those have a major play in liver function. It's a deadly, deadly phenomena that is not limited, you know, to the United States population. It's actually around the world because of a lot of different reasons. But, you know, people who adapt to the modernization, if you will, of Western eating habits, Western eating patterns, if you will, they're experiencing an epidemic of metabolic syndrome. And when we talk about metabolic syndrome, we're talking about multiple systems beginning to break down. But a diagnosis of metabolic syndrome is when a patient has a combination of stomach obesity, right? You got that fat belly. You have hypertension. Your blood pressure is going up. Your blood sugars are all over the place. You don't have control of them anymore. You start seeing problems with increased lipids, you know, your cholesterols and your triglycerides, and they start getting wild. And actually, there's three, a perfect crescendo, a perfect storm is simply this. Your blood sugars are starting to sneak up, your blood pressure is starting to sneak up, and your blood fats, your lipids are starting to get a little higher. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're way outside norms. It simply means that they're starting to get out of control. And that's your warning flag. That's what it is. And the reason that I'm picking on this today is because there's too many people around the world that are suffering from this, and it's avoidable. You don't have to get sucked into this paradigm. So we need to understand it first, right? We need to understand what happens to the body when this begins to take place. You know, when I was in Vegas the last few days, I'm walking around and they have, my opinion, a crazy governor out there that's saying that you have to wear face masks regardless. And there's 111 to 114 degree heat and people have these N95 masks and you watch them. But you know what was really curious to me? So many people are so overweight. Now they're forcing carbon dioxide in their body. And they're going to challenge the respiratory system and their metabolic patterns and so forth even more. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this. And I was eating at an outside restaurant with a group of doctors. And, you know, we have a bad habit of analyzing people and taking a look at, you know, their physiology, if you will. And, you know, you see these people struggling. And, you know, you watch the body sizes and you watch how they're gasping for air and, you know, they're holding on to each other and they're moving around. And so we're writing down, we're sitting there and we're analyzing and writing down. And we see this ugliness that's taking place in our society that's purely avoidable. But metabolic syndromes can change the way the liver handles you know, the continual flood of sugars and fats coming from the gut, from the intestinal tract. And we know your intestinal tract is what? It's 75 to 80% of your immune function, your body. So if we have this ongoing insult between the intestinal system and the liver that's being overburdened, well, you know, unfortunately, people are going to end up with problems. And one of them is called fatty liver disease. And you're unaware that the liver is starting to build up fat deposits, and it's not going to, you know, it's not going to serve you until it's really too late. And once it's too late, your body's dying. It's shutting down. You're going into a toxic overload. And those are the things that we need to know about and so forth. But, you know, in the more advanced stages of liver metabolic syndrome or fatty liver disease is really what we're talking about. The liver disease can progress to something called NASH, N-A-S-H. It stands for non-alcoholic steatorrhea or steatohepatitis. Non-alcoholic steatohepatitis is even more dangerous and progressive condition. It involves high levels of inflammation and scarring, fibrosis, you know, of the liver itself. So what happens, it produces this liver scarring, this cirrhosis, in about 20% of the people, and it causes death in about 12%. That's not okay. That's a huge number. So non-alcoholic steatohepatitis can also develop into liver failure and may progress into the breakdown of the liver cells, leading to cancer. And that's the deadliest and one of the most common forms of liver cancer. You end up with liver cancer, it becomes pervasive, and it can begin to hit the metabolic lymphatic areas, and it's crazy. And unfortunately, in this particular situation, you don't know about it until it's like way too late. So what we need to do is, how do we fix this thing? You know, how do we know that it's there? You know, we want to get it in the earliest stages as possible so we can protect the liver and we can prevent progression into this thing that we just talked about, this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, you know, this steatohepatitis that literally can take your life out, can make life miserable for you. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about liver fibrosis, and we're going to talk about cirrhosis, and then ultimately what we can do about it. And this one herb that's been around for a long time that can help. But it's not the herb itself. You've got to be able to change what you're doing in your world. You have to change what goes in between those lips of yours. You have to change the exposures and be aware of it. Otherwise, we see a progressive onslaught of high blood pressure problems. We see the wrong type of fats getting way, way, way too high in the body. And, you know, we're looking at a crash in blood sugar handling and leading into diabetics. You know, we used to say it's a type 2 or adult onset diabetes. Well, the problem is right now we're seeing type 2 or adult onset diabetes in kids. And it's because of our environment. It's because of the food that we put into our body. And then we wonder why we feel lousy and our joint spaces hurt and we have pain all over the place and that inflammatory reaction just never goes away. There's a reason for that. And we're going to walk through that today. We're going to talk about some of the studies that have been involved. We're going to talk about, again, a couple of things that you can do to help yourself that can make a huge difference. Because if you ignore it, you're going to end up in a really bad place, and we don't want you to do that. So don't go away. We're coming up to a break. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. If you're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, indeed I am. Came back last night on a different flight straight from Las Vegas, where I was attending a regenerative medicine conference. Some very amazing people that were there. You would think in the world of COVID that most conferences would be virtual, but these are a group of guys. There's 25 people that needed to get together to discuss data and information and how to put together protocols. It was fun. I enjoyed it. Even though it was 111, 114 degrees out there, it was craziness, but you know what? It's all good. But I decided to come home early so I can get some sleep so I won't be dead Monday morning when I walk into the office at about 6:30. So what we're talking about today is we're talking about liver performance, if you will. You know, the liver, as we said, has 500 different life-sustaining functions that include, but not limited to, the breakdown of toxins. And in the second part of the program, I'm going to get into some protocols that you need to consider and that we utilize, because, you know, some of the headaches that you have, the migraines, the joint pain, the soreness, the inability to function has to do with the liver's inability to work anymore, and we get ourselves into a major problem. Love to take your calls today, by the way, at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Doesn't have to be on topic, by the way. Call me with anything that you have on your mind, and let's go through it. Let's talk about it. Let's see what we can do to fix you, because really that's what it's all about, and that's what this program's all about. But, you know, we talked about this process that we call metabolic syndrome, where you have increased blood sugars and we have increased blood pressure and increased fat in the body, lipids, you know, that we all worry about, the cholesterols, the triglycerides and things of that nature. When the liver is not working, metabolic syndrome and fatty liver disease go hand in hand. And that's the thing that we really need to appreciate. Metabolic syndrome, you know, in its earliest stages, is something that if we are aware of it, and it's unfortunately we're not aware of it symptomologically until it's too late, but there's other ways of determining that. And there's some testing that can be done in functional medicine arena that's really important. And we remember that it can lead to fibrosis of the liver, scarring. It can lead to other metabolic patterns. But here's the problem that we face when we are susceptible to environmental toxins. Your liver is not only there to detoxify those things, but it works with your hormones too. It takes your estrogens and your progesterones and your testosterones and other things, and it breaks them down, and so your body can get rid of them, because too much of the things that we need is just as bad as not having enough. So it's kind of a regulatory system as well. Estrogens can be super toxic. In today's world, we have these environmental estrogens we call xenoestrogens. It's one of the reasons that we're seeing cancers go up, you know, with breast cancers and prostate cancers, because the tissue is the same. But it's important, you know, to understand that this organ system that sits on the right side underneath the rib cage at the lower portion of the end, the liver is the largest solid internal organ that you have. And the reason it's so big is because it's got a lot of work to do. And, you know, it has a high level, a high rate, if you want to, of chemical reactions. And it makes this organ, this liver, uniquely susceptible to chemical stresses, inflammatory levels from the outside, drop in energy, I don't feel good, and other types of very deadly disorders, including cancer and metastatic cancers, if we don't understand it and get it under control. You know, we talked a little bit about the liver scarring, and we call it fibrosis. And that can lead to something called cirrhosis as well. You know, liver fibrosis results from liver cell injury. So the cells of the liver get damaged, right? And it leads to this damaging effect, just like if you hurt yourself, you end up with a scar. If you cut yourself, the body goes into scarring. It's a natural process, but sometimes it doesn't know how to reverse itself, so you have permanent damage. You know, there's many people who have keloid formations, and that keloid is a heavy scar. And if it lies over an acupuncture field, or if it's in a joint space, or if it's in an organ system, if you're scarring on the outside, you're scarring on the inside, there's damage there. So when this fibrosis, which is common condition, by the way, can occur with a progressive of, you know, in almost all liver types of conditions and diseases, when the fibrosis takes over the entire liver, the liver begins to shut down, and it can take over the entire liver because of toxin, because of injury, because of blows, because of trauma. You know, if you take a shot to the belly, you can end up with a hemangioma, which is a blood blister. Ultimately, that blood blister gets too big. It can cause some irritation. It will scar. Body tries to protect it. So this begins to shut that process down. It depends where it is. So now you don't detoxify hormones as rapidly. You don't decrease inflammatory levels. We're going to get into that very specifically. It's important that we talk about liver cirrhosis and fibrosis, but we're going to give you the fix, and we're going to tell you what to do. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. If you're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, indeed I am. Told you I got back last night from Las Vegas, where I was attending a regenerative medicine conference, trying to put together some processes for all of you, things that are legitimate, things that are working well for a lot of different people. And in the course of that, we were talking about how, you know, inflammatory levels get way too high in the body. And when they do, they cause destruction, not only of joint spaces, but they cause destruction of soft tissue and organ systems. And so we're talking about how that liver pathway can contribute to all kinds of diseases. And some of them are simply, you know, you're not detoxifying, so you feel lousy, you've got headaches, your joint spaces hurt. And sometimes it's simply that, you know, your libido's gone. Guys, with the liver's not working, your testosterone level is not going to be balanced properly and it can't transport. Same thing with diabetes. We have insulin resistant pattern where it can't transport into the tissue. A lot of the reason for that is because the toxicity level within the liver. So it's important that we understand that, one, what's causing it. Number two, what we can do about it. We've got to neutralize the toxins that come into the system. And if we don't do that, we end up with a progressive degeneration, deterioration, breakdown of the liver. We talked a little bit about fibrosis. We talked a little bit about the body's inability to clear things as well. And there's an herb that we've, in our practice, that we've used for a long time. And we'll tell you about that as we go through today, because it's something that all of us could stand the benefit of, providing that we don't test badly for it. And it's from the Mediterranean, my end of the world, right? But let's talk about a couple other things that happens. You know, hepatitis C is a viral infection that affects the liver. And we're talking about viruses all over the place today. Well, hepatitis C is huge. It affects over 180 million people worldwide, and it can result in tremendous damage, but including cancer. And often that's what kills people. It's one of the most aggressive forms of liver cancer that that can come about. Now, if you watch television, you pay attention to any kind of advertising, you know that there's huge breakthroughs in medications that can cure most cases of hepatitis C. But unfortunately, the cost is about $84,000 or so to do so. And it's overwhelming. So promising, you know, developments, scientists are using cell imaging and electron microscopes to see how certain things affect the body. There's a substance called psilocybin that has now been used and shown to inhibit the entry of the hepatitis C virus into liver cells. Psilocybin accomplishes this very protective benefit by altering the shape and function of the cells of the liver and how they receive certain things. So it's important, you know, to understand that there are certain things that we can do preventatively. One, obviously, as we talked about and just touched upon earlier, is the ability to protect ourselves by not putting certain substances, toxins within our body. But we have to learn how to neutralize it. And there's a step-by-step approach that we use when it comes to look at any of these things. Liver detoxification is critical, and we have to make sure that we understand the processing that needs to take place to make that happen. The liver receives blood from the gut, from your intestinal tract, right? So knowing that, it's easy to understand that anything that you put into your body that you swallow that has a toxic level to it, that's not clean, whether it's drugs or alcohol, whether, you know, it's food that's not organic and clean, whether it's genetically modified and altered in any way, if it's high inflammatory levels, if it's parasites, things in bacteria that live there that shouldn't be there. You know, there are two major enzymatic liver, we'll call it detoxification phases within the body. And we'll just call them, for sake of argument, phase one and phase two. There's an herb that we've used. It's a Mediterranean herb. It's called milk thistle, Silmeria. And it regulates both of these detoxification systems, which greatly reduces the risk of cancers and the compounds that they release within the body. So, but we're going to talk a little bit about that, but it has to be in combination with other things as well. Phase one enzyme breakdown has a variety of potentially harmful molecules, including that acts upon those things, including drugs, alcohol, toxic compounds. And what it does, in, if it's working well, if this phase one is working properly, it renders these things harmless in the body, providing that, you know, it's not overwhelming. So if you have a glass of something occasionally and your liver's clear, your body can handle it pretty nicely and it begins to move it forward. But what happens is that those molecules undergo changes to form highly reactive, deadly, if you will, compounds that can induce damage, we'll call it mutation, within your DNA. And it can cause birth defects, by the way. It can cause different types of cancers to show up that wouldn't show up otherwise. So when we're looking at that phase one enzyme detoxification pathway, we have to make sure that, you know, it's activated. Otherwise, anything that we do that is not totally okay, meaning, you know, that's not a clean food, that's not a clean drink, that it's not, if it has a toxin to it, is going to cause damage. Now, phase one has to work, because it causes the activation of phase two. And phase two liver enzymes, on the other hand, modify potentially toxic molecules and promote the secretion of bile from, you know, the gallbladder, leading eventually to excretion from the body, getting rid of. So what we need to know is, how can we have an impact on this? How can we be much the most powerful? How can we produce anti-cancer activities metabolically in the body? How can we make sure that our hormones are working well? How can we make sure that we have low levels of inflammation by clearing this liver processing, this phase one and phase two, and making sure that they're working the way they're supposed to? You know, if we can get it done, we can reactivate this tumor suppressor. It's called CDX2. It's the one that suppresses colon tumors. And by the way, the loop here is that if your liver's not working, you have a greater chance of cancer to the bowel. And so it becomes highly concentrated, you know, and the levels go up. And by the way, it triggers because of the inability to break down estrogens into breast cancers. It triggers because of the increase of estrogens to prostate cancer, guys. So all these things are super, super critical in how they work hand in hand. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how we can do ourselves good, if you will, and begin to detoxify this crazy organ system that we call liver. And if you have a question on it, you have a problem, if you know you know you've been taking medications way too long, and if you know that your hormones are off, you know that you have a diabetic pattern, if you know you're in that crazy metabolic pattern, give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. If you'd like to get more data specifically, all you have to do is call the Rozelle Center at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Or simply go to the website. Go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. RozelleCare.com. And send us a note. You can send it to me. I will answer directly. Or you can send it to one of our doctors. We're there to serve you. That's why we do the program, by the way. And don't ever doubt that. We try to bring you the most up-to-date data as we possibly can. So let's talk about the steps that we need to take to decrease inflammatory reactions. And the first thing that we need to do is stop putting the junk in your body. You know, the sugars, the sodas, the coffee, the black teas, the fast food, the fried foods, the alcohol, the, you know, the glutens, the additives, the preservatives, the GMO products, all that stuff causes metabolic shifts and changes in inflammatory reactions that our body is fighting to keep under control. And it all has to go through liver. Anything that you put in your mouth goes through the liver. And so subsequently, when it does that, the liver is now being burdened. And we go into what we talked about earlier, this fatty liver pattern, this pathway. And, you know, we start seeing huge invasions of healthy tissue by cancer cells under microscopic levels. And we don't know we're in trouble until it's too late. It's critical that we take it step by step. So take the load off, right? Filter your water. Make sure that you're not getting all the heavy halides, the chlorines, the fluorines, you know, that that affect the body, you know, and shuts down, as we've talked about over time, your thyroid. It's critical that we protect the liver and allow it to do its job, because if it doesn't do the job properly, we end up with all kinds of other metabolic syndromes. You know, we're seeing more and more guys today that are struggling with erectile dysfunction, with ED. We're seeing many women that are going through very difficult transition hormonally. And so why now and why not back in the day, so to speak? Why did people have less problems then, and but they have more problems now? Well, this common thread. The common thread is that we live in a very highly toxic environment, and we're not doing anything about it. We're just making it worse, you know. And we see people who end up with all kinds of cancers, and we say, oh my God, why is all this happening? It's because it's environmental impact, but it starts with us because we're overloading and over-toxifying the system. So when we deal with an herb, this Mediterranean herb called milk thistle, or the proper name is Silmarillion, we see that it has profound effects across the board in assisting and helping through many different pathways and mechanisms. It's been out there for a long time. Now, like anything else, there are things that should be analyzed before you just go out and grab something and say, okay, I'm going to do this. But what we see that even with patients who have paralysis, kind of interesting, there's a lot of study out there now that says that, you know, there's a resistance to beta amyloid induced oxidative stress. And so where does that lead to? Well, it leads to Alzheimer's, right? And other brain dementia. So if the liver is toxic, now we end up with a greater susceptibility to some of these other things that we wonder, where do they come from? Why do we have such a high risk? Well, there's a lot of studies that using milk thistle, and milk thistle is just one piece of it, you know, has an extremely favorable impact on not only cancer risk, not only in the liver, but throughout the entire body. And it helps increase the and regulate the detoxification pathways. Remember phase one and phase two, and be able to coordinate them. Phase one has to be working to be able to induce phase two, and then there's a feedback mechanism. So the potential to decrease the potential of cancer while enhancing other elements of elimination, this has a very specific place. Now, it's not the end all and be all, but it's really important. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because we've used it extensively, you know, in our practices for years and years, but there's other pieces. So we want to increase the ability of the body to detoxify. We want to increase the utilization rate of milk thistle and the clearing of the liver and so forth. And there's things like glutathione. Glutathione is a major liver detoxifier, but it works specifically and more impactfully if it's in either liquid, IV, or nasal sprays. So if you're taking a capsule, the chances are that the glutathione is not going to be absorbed very well. If you don't have a good product, it's not going to be absorbed very well. So we have to make sure that we're using it even rectally through suppository form, which is a great, or inhaling it. But the best way is IV, and IV combined with glutathione, vitamin C, allows it to be easily metabolized. But, you know, science right now have developed a simple but effective technology to overcome milk thistle's poor bioavailability. And that was the piece that I wanted to bring up to you, that don't go out and just buy a bottle of, or, you know, a jar of milk thistle, because it may not work as well as you want them to work. there's something called phosphatidylcholine, which is a major component within all the cells to allow the impact, the utilization of it. So it's just not one little piece. Now, we're coming up to a break, and as I said, this is a lot of information. All you got to do is call me at 698-7117. That's 703-698-7117, or any of our doctors will get you the data. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Appreciate your presence, and we try to give you as much information and data as we possibly can. Listen, I want to encourage you that when you call to the program, try to do it early on. We've got several online right now. I'm going to try to do my best to at least take one or two of you, but make it a little earlier. Melissa, are you still hanging in there?
Yes, sir.
How can I help you?
Well, my husband's undergoing chemotherapy now for stage 3 lung cancer. And listening to your program about how the liver is a great detoxifier but gets all the toxins, I'm worried that all of the chemo might be jeopardizing his liver. And if that's the case, is there anything special to do about it for those people
Yes.
who are undergoing chemotherapy?
Well, you're right to be concerned, and it does cause a lot of damage. There's a lot of different ways to approach lung cancer today, and some of it is traditional chemotherapeutics, and some of it is very specific DNA targeting. But having said that, one of the things that you need to do is make sure that dietary patterns are alkaline. Cancer cannot survive in a fully alkaline environment. I would have you call the office and ask for an appointment with Sue. She can even do it over the phone with you. But it's important that be approached first. Then to support liver function so it doesn't break down, and also help detoxify a lot of the side effects of the chemotherapeutics can help. There's an herb called Pautiarco or Tejibo. Lapacho. It's all the same thing, by the way. And what it does, it will help modify the side effects of the chemotherapeutic. It's the bark of a tree in South America that has huge, huge impact on immunological function and so forth. It's been used for ages for all kinds of things like this. But what you want to do is you want to reduce the inflammatory process as best we possibly can. That can be done with using things, a combination like milk thistle and phosphatidylcholine, and it makes it much easier to have an effect and impact on the liver and the levels of detoxification. But each patient needs to be taken separately and looked at their background, what's going on with them and so forth. But the first thing you do is you start with dietary patterns. Secondly, there's a lot of other nutrient bases that need to be used, but we'd have to know a whole lot more about him. So what I would suggest is give the office a call at 703-698-7117 and either make an appointment with Sue or ask to speak with her, and she'll get on online with you and set up an appointment and give you some direction. But we support a lot of cancer patients and people who are going through, and by the way, acupuncture as well, in combination, usually nutrition, acupuncture, and then detoxification through ionization, foot baths with low energy light laser, huge numbers of things that can be utilized. Anyway, Melissa, I hope that helps. Give us a call. We'd be delighted and honored to help you and your husband. You know, there's so many people out there that are suffering with these types of conditions. And in our opinion, there's so much more in experience. There's so much more that can be done, because something like chemotherapeutics can lead to fatty liver disease and ultimately be its own problem later on unless the system is protected. But you have to protect it starting with dietary patterns and support. So it's critical that you take the steps early on to do whatever you can to make sure that takes place. So if you're struggling with cancer, if you're struggling with a metabolic pattern, there's just don't hang in there. One, you've got to be willing to take the steps that are necessary. You've got to be willing to step up. You've got to be willing to change some things about you, because our environment and our life habits really would get us to these places. You know, the nervous system is affected, the biochemistry is affected, and, you know, ultimately that emotional belief system plays a huge part in it. You know, the old cliche, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you know, you're in trouble, right? So understand that you've got to shift all of that to get well, to become healthy. And it's doable. We've seen over 43 years of practice, you know, so many people that were destined to, you know, to check out, turn their lives around. So it's important that you do the homework, but you reach out to people like us that can help you walk through it. And we're glad to do that for you. All you got to do is get a hold of us. We do this program for you. We do it to try to make you think differently. We try to get you to understand that there are options, and simply because of one other reason is that I love you all. See you next week. Bye.